AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Here's a deal to allow humanitarian pauses in Gaza. The fighting is to cease for 4 hours every day to allow aid to get in and some Palestinians to move away from pending Israeli strikes. President Biden told reporters this morning he's been pushing his Israeli counterpart to better protect civilians in Gaza.
Takes a little longer than I hoped.
There's also word that negotiators are getting closer to securing the release of maybe a dozen hostages. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on ABC's Good Morning America.
We're obviously still working at this literally by the hour. We want to get all of them home, all of them back to their families where they belong. But we're obviously going to be a little careful about what we say publicly.
A new AP poll finds about 40% of respondents think Israel's gone too far in its retaliation against Hamas, while slightly less, 38%, think Israel has delivered the appropriate response. Support for Israel was among the topics at last night's Republican candidate debate. So was China. And former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie on NBC took a shot at frontrunner Donald Trump.
Anybody who's going to be spending the next year and a half of their life focusing on keeping themselves out of jail and courtrooms cannot lead this party or this country. Right, and it needs to be said plainly.
President Biden today meets with United Auto Workers Union members at an Illinois Stellantis plant back at work after settling their strike. What does the end of the Hollywood writers' strike look like? Here's our Margie Zaraletta.
Actor Marlo Sue says 4 months of picketing was worth it.
We've been out there every day.
This means actors will be promoting their projects again. They'll be on talk shows and doing interviews for big movies leading into the holidays.
Authorities in South Texas still investigating a car crash in which 8 people died. Unemployment numbers are down in this week's report. This is AP News. There's legal action in Michigan in an effort to keep Republican candidate Donald Trump off next year's presidential ballot because of the January 6th insurrection.
At stake is whether Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has the authority to keep GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump's name off state ballots for president. Activists are suing Benson in the Michigan Court of Claims to force her to keep Trump's name off ballots and to assess Trump's constitutional qualifications to serve a second term as president that prohibits a person from running for federal office if they have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the country. I'm Shelley Adler.
The National Conference of Catholic Bishops has rejected the concept of gender transition, leaving many transgender Catholics feeling excluded. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.